We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top by the two dots. We are middle of a sugya of mechitza shel bnei Adam. At the Gemara was mechadish that you could make a mechitza of people standing next to each other, all within 3 tefachim of each other, and they can make a circle, and you're allowed to carry in that, you're allowed to carry in there as din of Dalet Amud regarding Tchumim, as all different dinim of mechitza shel bnei Adam. But the Gemara says only if it does a shloi das, if people don't know what they're doing. Well, if they know they're becoming mechitza, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So the Gemara says a maisa. Hani bnei gano, these people who make flowers, they're busy with flowers, the alu mayav mechitza shvnei adam, they want to bring water into the house, so they made a mechitza shvnei adam, they brought water in from the Rishon Rabbim into the house. Like dinu Shmuel gave the malchus. Why? Omru shloi das, if you want to be matir, Shloim Adas, that they don't know what they're doing, Yoimru Ladas, you think they're allowed to do it Ladas, you're not allowed to do it Ladas. Again, we said the whole heter of using Mechitza V'Yodim is only Shloim Adas, they don't know about it. But if they know about it, you can't do it. Hanuziki, there was a certain leather pouches that were left, Davashad Nibaristika, the Mechuzah, was left in the street in Mechuzah. Bahadi the Asa Rava Mepirka, when Rava was walking home from his shir, and he had a big crowd around him, the Shamas realized that, it's a good opportunity, I could carry it in because we have a Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam here around Rava. Rava has a big crowd. Does Rava pick? Alinu na Leila Shabbos. He brought it in with him. The Shabbos Achriti, the next week, again, he saw the pouches were left outside. He wanted to bring it in. But Alinu wanted to bring it in. Oh, he said, no, you can't do it anymore. Why? The Havale Kiladas, it's similar to Ladas. Why? Because by the second time, people might chap on. We had a similar idea in Tosfos that we spoke at in the beginning of the first year, that by the Loi Molo Gavri, he said the people didn't reach Nehemiah all the way to the Tchum, he's 2 hours away. So he said, why don't we move the people to the front? Because they're going to realize. Here also, do the second week in a row, they're going to realize there are Mechitza. And the Gemara gives 3 examples of people who use this. Levi, Ayolei, Tivna, he one time used the Heter of Mechitza Yadam for Tevan, Ziri, Aspasta, he used for Aspasta one time, a different type of fodder. Rav Shimrachia, Maya, used it one time for water. And Akparam, this is how we paskin. They Mechitza Shel Adam you could do, but the Ramah says only use it for Shas Adchak. And again, it has to be Shaloy Ladas. But there's a very important thing to speak out. This whole chesaron of Das, not Das, only regarding Shabbos. But on the weekday, if you want to use the Mechitza, even Ladas, it works. For example, if someone wants to make a hefsek between him and a basic Hisei to make a bracha, he can have the Mechitza Shel Adam stand up, line up. They could do it on purpose, a Ladas, and that would be a Mechitza. People could be a Mechitza. That's one thing. Another to speak out is that some people use this heter of Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam on Simchas Torah. The halacha is, it's also gomer to sit when the Sefer Torah is standing or walking around. So b'shas ha'akafis, you have to stand by the ha'akafis because the Sefer Torah is going around. It's very, very hard to find heterim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman comes up with a heter. He says, if the people dancing with Sefer Torah are inside the circle, then the people outside the circle could sit down. Why? Because the people around the Sefer Torah are Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam. They don't know they're becoming Mechitza, but they are. And there are Mechitza between them and the Sefer Torah, and therefore they could sit down. So Avad, this only helps if there's Taka Mechitza. It only helps if the Sefer Torah is on the inside, not on the outside. If they're dancing around the outside, then it's Taka a problem about sitting down. But just giving you examples where Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam is used in Halacha L'maisa. Zok the Mishnah weiter. It says in our Mishnah, right? Misha Yotzer Brishus. There are some people who Chazal allowed them to go out of the Tchum. What's the example? So Rashi says, one example is Eidus HaChodesh. Someone's going to give Eidus on the new moon. He's allowed to go out of the Tchum. And another example Rashi gives is Lahatzim and Agayis and Anar. Someone's going to save people from an army or from a raging river. Or a Chachma Ba'alelid. Or a midwife that's going to help someone give birth. These people, the loch is that when they go out of their, they're allowed to go out of the tchum. And not only that, when they leave their tchum, really, if you leave your tchum, even ba'oinis, you only get 4 amos. They were mesakin, Rabbi Gamil HaZokin was mesakin, that they, wherever they go, wherever they went, they got 2,000 amos every direction. And therefore, they weren't stuck. Even though they, because if they went out for a mitzvah, they'd be stuck, it wouldn't be so geschmack for them. So therefore, we gave them 2,000 amos in each direction. But the story with Miss Mishnah was like this. Mish Yotzer Brashus, they went out Brashus, but Amru Loi, and they were told, Kvanasa Maisa, it's already done. You know, you don't have to go any further. So the halacha is, wherever they are, even though they didn't do the mitzvah, Yesh Loi Apayim L'chol Ruach. Yesh Loi Apayim Am L'chol Ruach. You have 2,000 amos each direction. Im Hoya B'Seich HaTchum, if they're still in the Tchum, Kilo Yotzer, Kilo didn't go out. And we'll see what that line means. It's a Mechleikus Nigmar, what that line means. a third halacha in the Mishnah called Yoytzim Lahatzel Chayzim Kaimim. Whoever goes to Lahatzel, let it go back to its place. What does that mean? The Gemara also will discuss what that means exactly. Called Yoytzim Lahatzel Chayzim Kaimim. We just finished saying to get 2,000 amas. What does it mean Chayzim Kaimim? The Gemara will talk about that. So look the Gemara. What's the line that says that if they went up Rishus, the halacha is they get 2,000 amas each direction. Then it says they didn't leave that tchum ki lo yatsa. What does that mean? Mayim hoya v'seicha tchum, if they were in that tchum ki lo yatsa. What does that mean? Omar Rabba, hakam, this is what it means. Im hoya v'seicha tchum shaloi, if they are still in their 2,000 amas of the original tchum, ki lo yatsa matech beisei dami. It's ki they didn't leave the house. So the Gemara Pshita, they didn't leave the tchum. What's the shayla? So the Gemara Mao, the Tayim, hoya v'akar akar, since they wanted to leave, they're planning on leaving, so it's ki now they get a new tchum. And now, the new tchum is from wherever they are, 2,000 amas. They don't get the house tchum back. Kamash Palon, since they didn't leave their 2,000 amas of their bias, they still retain their first tchum if they want. Kamash Palon, that's the chiddush fi Rava. And it comes out of fi Rava, but let's say they did leave their 2,000 amas. So then, they have no choice. They get the new tchum, 2,000 amas direction from where they are, but they can't get back the old tchum. Rav Shima Chia Omar Rav, Rav Shima Rav Chia Omar, they argue on this. Hachkamar. If you left your tchum in 2,000 amas, but your new tchum of 2,000 amas is swallowed up into your old tchum, so it means you're less than 4,000 amas away from your house, so then it's ki'ilu you didn't go back, you didn't leave your tchum, and you can still go back to your house and get back your tchum. That's what you could do. We are mefarish now like Rashi's first pshat, and that's how we're going to mefarish the Gemara, like Rashi's first pshat. That means that Rabba holds that once you leave your 2,000 amas from your house, you got a new tchum and you can't get back your old tchum. According to Rav Shimon bar Achiya, as long as you're within 4,000 amas of your house, and the two tchumim are muvlah on each other, they're swallowed each other, you are allowed to go back to get your first tchum. But mythically, what's the machlekes? Marsav avlas tchumim milsi. One man the Amma holds that avlas tchumim is something. 2,000 amas is swallowed, another 2,000 amas is called something. That's nothing. Once you leave in 2,000 amas, you're in a new tchum. I don't care if the new tchum, my new tchum of 2,000 amas touches the old tchum of 2,000 amas, what does that mean? Makes no difference. That's the machlekes, Rabba and Rav Shimi. Omle Abai la Rabba. Va'atle tizbra of lost tchum. We'll see, you don't agree to this idea of lost tchumim. Okay, I'm going to ask you from something that the Chazal had a Kabbalah. They had a Kabbalah that if someone is Shavas in a Ma'ara, in a cave, and the cave has two openings, and the two openings are within 4,000 Amos of each other. So then, just like if you exit any of those openings, you go 2,000 Amos each way, so you can also walk on top 4,000 amas, close to 4,000 amas, because since the two tchumim that come out of the doorways are muvla on each other, you can walk across the whole 4,000 amas. They had a Kabbalah that you could do that. But if it's more than 4,000 amas between the two openings, then you can't walk from one to another, because they're not muvla on each other. So you see, there's the idea of lost tchumim, because you see that if they're within 2,000 amas of each other, within 4,000 amas of each other technically, they're muvla on each other. You can walk from one to another one without going into the Ma'ara. Inside is 4 lafim, a gaga pocket, on top is less than 4,000 amas. The lach is you let him walk the whole entire top and 2,000 amas in each direction the other way. So you see that there's such a thing called avlas tchumim. There is such an idea as avlas tchumim. Because you see here, you can walk the 4,000 amas, since the 2,000 amas of both entrances are within each other, so you can walk within each other. On Malay, it's not a riot. He said, the Son of Allah, he says, that's not a riot. There, it's all coming from the same shvisa. The one shvisa causes both these 2,000 amas, and therefore, if they're moving on each other, I can walk from one to another. Masha'inkin ba'as, then your new 2,000 amas wasn't your original tchum. Your original tchum was here in your house, 2,000 amas. Then on Shabbos, you got a new 2,000 amas. So that has no shaykhs to the old 2,000 amas, and that havlas tchum doesn't mean anything. So don't bring a raya from havlas tchum that happens from one shvisa to havlas tchum that happens from a different shvisa. Zog the Gemara, You never heard of Havla's Tchumim, even with two different Shvises? I'll show you, yeah, but Tanan. We looked at the Mishnah. We mentioned this on top of Memdalim and Aleph. Tanan, Relezo Eimer. Shtayim, if you go out of your Tchum by mistake, but you're within two amas of your Tchum, you call it to go back into your Tchum. Because since they're touching each other, they're like Muvla on each other, you go into each other. Gimel, three Reila Yikonis. So my lab, Rabbi Leizel Tamei, the Amav Huba Emtzon, he holds that every person has a Mokam, he's in the middle. And the Abba Amas, the Yobla Rabbanon, the four Amas that the Rabbanon gave you, command the Mivlon Dami. And the four Amas that the Rabbanon gave you is like it's Muvla in the Tchum. Become a Yikonis as you go into it. Amav lost Tchum, we'll see. You see, I've lost Tchum something. Because you see, you go from your two Amas into your 2,000 Amas. So you see, I've lost Tchum and Milsi. See, I've lost Chum and Milsi. So, Moros Kash is, on Rabbah, they see, I've lost Chum or something. Don't tell me, because one Shvis, there's not one Shvis. He left on Shabbos. And he got this four Amos on Shabbos. And you see, it still helps. It's Muvla into Chum of 2,000 Amos. So, the Gemara, Omalei, Rabbah, Barachan, Labaya, Umud, Rabbah, Leza, Kumar, Sevis, Lamar. You're asking a Kash from Rabbah, Leza? Rabbah, don't argue on Rabbah, Leza. And he holds, it doesn't work that I've lost Chum. Why you ask Kash from Rabbah, Leza? I'm asking for Rabbi Eliezer. You know why? The Shmili Menei, I heard from my Rebbe, from Rabbi, that can I plead Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Elo Dvar Shos, Av Dvar Mitzvah Moidele. The Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Eliezer. They only argue by Dvar Shos, but it comes to a mitzvah, they agreed to Rav Lastrum. So here they should agree to it. And therefore he held that it was a kasha. He held it was a kasha. He held it was a kasha. And but the Maisi, I would say, Rabbi holds no, I hold it to Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon, I hold the Rabbanon argue on Rav Eliezer, as you have to say. But like upon him, that was the Gemara's Kasha that from Rav Eliezer, that you see, I've lost Tchumu works. And he says, yes, maybe I hold the Rabbanon. He says, maybe, no, I heard from my Rebbe, the Rabbanon agree by Dvar Mitzvah. Like upon him, the Gemara blives a little bit Shver on Rabbah. That's what comes out, the Shaila here, in Machloikis, about I've lost Tchumu.